Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Papa Duck. Boy Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist.
This is a playlist.
That they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the view. The government so full of shit, and black folk ain't so content. Still voting for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You shoulda knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump on no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to come between your religion, but God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Stop us from reproducing, but they don't want to stop the police for up and shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard, but don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica, acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers round here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm just saying. By artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people, so please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your head with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
People in general, we coming.
You're my leader.
We coming.
Yo. Yo. What's happening?
What's happening,
y'all? It's your boy Papa Duck.
Don't be mad at me.
Yo.
Try to tell him.
Yeah.
God damn.
Hold up.
My lady pregnant again, but this time she pregnant with twins. Another collection plate? Come on, preacher, that's kinda strange. I'm sorry, God, I need that little change. I gotta do a couple things, cause that stimulus, it ain't stimulating. Tax time, the mama got pissed and won't let them claim the baby. They shooting again, these just crazy, they need some help. Man, they shot him in the hill, he fell out and shitted on his film. My cousin Paul called bedtime, up the road, did a whole dime. He used to call home, I heard niggas crying in the background. Saying to myself, this ain't how we supposed to live. Turn on Facebook, man, another bitch done got killed. For the love at? My dog losing weight, out here smoking cocaine cigarettes. 8 years old, shot in the head, had nothing to do with that. That baby innocent. Go get George Zimmerman, if y'all just wanna kill a bitch, that's why I'm asking. Shit is fake, bro. In the mirror showing your ass, put no makeup. Man, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. You can't nail this, ain't Papa Duck, ain't say nothing. I told y'all everything. I told you I like the government stole it. I told y'all about COVID, the CIA and the cloning. MK Ultra, the whole world's under hypnosis. They turn the TV off, that's how Hollywood controls us. And ain't no cure for cancer, you're right, that's some bullshit. If they can lead us and go to the moon, they'd have been undid it. And if you took the shot, I pray for you, Lord knows. Black folk to grow, so they put us on birth control. And just cause you go to church every Sunday, don't make you stay. 12 years of school's how you turn niggas to slaves. On our minds, they put shackles, they lie, trickers and trappers. They use the influence of athlete, actors, and rappers. For real, that fucked up, they did the Emmett Till. And all the pain his mom and family had to feel. That's why I'm asking Jesus. And that shit is fake, bro. In the mirror showing your ass, put no makeup. Man, y'all better wake up.
I've been telling y'all about this shit for a long time, bro. I get on YouTube every day, drop videos on nothing but that sauce. And I'm telling y'all what time it is. And I'm telling y'all, these people want us dead, bro. We living like it called to do this thing, bro. I done been wide open just to hate and hurt and kill each other every day. You feel me? Man, one time for all the folks that's already woke. And for the ones that ain't, need to wake up.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And y'all, that
and
was so, Papa Duck. Wake up.
Okay.
That was Papa Duck. Wake up.
Yes, yes. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And right quick, let me get this out the way with our great love and appreciation with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and great love and respect to our listening audience, families, and friends for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life.
Yes.
And with that, let me give a shout in, not a shout out, but a shout in, with personal thank us and gratitude to Brother Thomas for his help last week and Brother Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, let me express my respect and honor to our Brother Kwame. And that's just for he taking the time out this evening to call me to let me know that
he called me as well.
Right, wouldn't be able to attend the show because he's going through a sweat lodge and ceremony and rituals with a particular group of individuals, you know. But for him to take that personal time out is to let him know my gratitude. But to add to last week's class, when Brother Thomas somewhat struck a nerve with saying we can't, or he can't teach old people, old dogs, new tricks. You know, the key is where we are right now. See,
yeah,
I'm in the present, but being in the present, I touch my future and my past. My future, like I mentioned earlier, with Brother Thomas and Derek, is yourself, Sister Antoinette, Brother Dry Bones, Brother Eddie from South Carolina, Brother D. All of you all are still, for me, my future. In my past, Brother Kwame, also to be remiss if I didn't mention Miss Kim, Brother Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother AZ, Bobby here in Chicago for me, you know, but having both sides, knowing that the elders hear you and respect you and are giving you that information from not only their generation, but past generations, and can see that timeline in me as you can, Dry Bones, Brother Thomas, Brother D, Brother Derek, and for you all, not just reaching me, you reach the more future generation, your children, those who are younger than you that still talk to you and come to you for advice. So we, wherever we are in that middle of both ends of the future and the past, because we're in the present wherever we are. That's part of that circle that we're in. You know, that line becomes a circle. So with that, Sister Antoinette, again, you're sounding much, much, much better. And
I feel so much better.
This is the time that you can, because it's current events for us on a personal level, but you had pertinent information that you wanted to share with your experience from your last hospital visit.
Yes, which was way too long. Well, first, I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers, their kind thoughts, the calls and the texts and the emails. Yeah, I truly thank y'all because I truly needed it. But my hospital stay this time, which Lord knows I pray that it's my last time, was 10 long days, and I truly did not think those people were going to let me out of there. And now, the hospital that I went to is one of the major hospitals here in Delaware, and it is more... Well, but it was not what you would have expected. The bed that I was in, for 10 days, they did not change the sheets. The sheets had holes in them. And they took pictures of my body. After one time, you would have thought that I was being admitted into a prison. I mean, I even told you, people, I've never been to prison. But, Lord, they're taking pictures of my private parts, my behind and opening it up and everything. Oh, what the heck? And they said this was to check for sores and in case you had any. What kind of mess is this? Or they got mad because I wouldn't eat their food. I ordered food and had it sent to me. I wouldn't drink their water. So I had water, you know, being sent to me. You know, my daughter was constantly bringing me food or, you know, bringing me things to drink and things like that. The nurses were mean. You know, they were truly, truly terrible. And the only thing they kept asking was, which they already knew, I told them several times, no, I did not get the COVID shot. So with that, then they were telling me that I had blockage in my heart. And then I had to get all these tests ran on my heart. For at first, they told me it was all these blockages. And then for them to say, oh, they don't see anything. But that was after I said, you know, I was talking to my son. And, you know, and I told him I wanted to go home. I was tired of this place. And, you know, and we've already decided, you know, okay, we're going to get a second opinion because I just wasn't taking this. So then they said, in order for me to come home, you know, I had to get more tests, and I had to come home with a life vest in case my heart stopped so we can punch it back on. Well, I'm not too happy with carrying around a battery, so y'all, to be honest with you, I do not wear the life vest because I don't see the point of it. But the rooms and everything was not really clean. I mean, they did everything. And, you know, they were late with medicines, with treatments and everything that I was supposed to have gotten. They were late giving them. So it was truly, truly horrible. You know, I didn't see where at any time where they really mopped the floors, where they really cleaned the room. They were terrible. And I was hoping that one of the girls that was in the hospital with me, that she would have been able to call in. But I don't think she's here for the most. I mean, has anybody ever been to the hospital where they're checking your body and taking pictures of your body? I mean, if so, please let me know because I've never experienced that before. And Eddie, when your mother was in the hospital, did she go through that?
No, nothing like that. Like I said, she went through the same, I wouldn't call it a treatment, but the same routine with having blockage, but she did have blockage in her heart. So that, and again, the things that you went through, my mother didn't experience, but again, it was because I was there. You remember, and the family can contest to everything that I was telling them, but
yeah.
A couple of keys that I told you that I did was I always had my pencil, pen, and pad. So
yeah.
I was always taking notes. So that kept them on their toes, number one. Number two, I was always taking pictures. So if anything was wrong, was unsanitary, not clean, torn sheets, holes in sheets, whatever it might be, I'm taking pictures. For me, that's
legal. Yeah, and I should have took the pictures. And I told you even the one time I held my phone and said, oh, I need to take pictures. Because nobody is not going to believe this. And I didn't. Because it was not only my bed, it was also the person's bed right next to me. Theirs did also have, you know, holes in the sheets. And it was terrible. It was truly, truly terrible. I mean, you would have thought that I was, I don't know where you would have thought I was, but I know it was terrible. And I was scared to make too much noise because I said, well, Lord, I don't want these people to keep me. I had to still keep a right mind, do everything. I still had to think because I said, if I would have went there and started howling and screaming and, you know, everything, then they may have put me in a psych ward.
Yeah, like I said, you did what you needed to do to get out of there. And again, the key is hopefully we learn from this to have people who advocate for you, because when you're in a hospital bed, your thoughts on a lot of things that we talk about,
yeah,
you know, that we've discussed, because your thoughts is getting out of there, you know. Hopefully they won't give you anything intravenously or through an IV that you don't want. Because, again,
yeah, I mean, which I had IV, you know, with
taking their word on everything that they're administering, because we don't know. But like I said, for me, gracious to be able to be there and basically to keep them on the straight and narrow, you know. So even if you don't have people coming up there, once you have people constantly calling you, you know, and they see that, you know, you got people who are concerned about you, not you arguing and fussing and this, that, and the other, because, again, like you said, you kept an even temperament. And tell the family about your experience since you were there 10 days having four different roommates and what you experienced with your last roommate.
The last one? Oh, my goodness. She was terrible. Goodness, I don't know why they put these young people in the room with us older folks. But this girl, Lord, when she first was put in the room, she was on her phone, and it was F this, F that, and F you. And I did not F my daughter's boyfriend. And what the F? I'm going to F you up when I get out of here. And I'm like, oh, my God. And this girl was howling and screaming to the top of her lungs where, you know, all this FUs and F that, and Lord have mercy. And the nurse finally came in and told her that she was disturbing everyone. And she said, disturbing who? Who in the F am I disturbing? And, you know, the nurse told her, well, your roommate for one, and then everyone on the floor. And, you know, she said, well, my roommate could have said something if I was disturbing her. She was terrible, and then she fussed about everything. She had those nurses jumping every couple of minutes. She had them running and jumping. But everything was, she would just cuss up everything. Everything, she would just cuss up a storm. And then after she found out, well, I'm assuming, I could be wrong, but I wouldn't drink the water there. You know, as I said, I, you know, my daughter or, you know, my sons, they would bring me bottles of water because they knew I, you know, I'm really funny about my water. So then she started, well, I don't drink tap water. I want real water. Get me bottled water. And the nurses told her, you know, well, we don't do that. You know, and she's like, well, that's not effing fair. And so when I left, I gave her my bottles of water. And then she was upset because I ordered food, and she, I guess she thought that came with the hospital. You know, she said, well, I don't want this effing mess. I can't eat this. And, you know, well, I want to order. And, you know, and they told her, said, well, you know, if you, you know, you buy it, you can get it. And so I guess she thought I was going to buy her some food, but the child was too rude for me. But I did leave her the water. But she was really, really terrible. She was not a pleasant roommate to have. And thank God I only had to be there one night with her.
Yeah,
and I said, and it's the same when ours come in and act like that.
And again, when you told me that, and like you said, the nurses and everybody started judging black people by the actions of one, well, you gave them that correct balance to show them that, yeah, you're a black female, but you act nothing like this. So again, it's giving them that duality or balance, you know, to not be judgmental on that game called color and race.
Yeah,
but if I'm
well,
a judge,
I certainly hope so.
If they judged, they judged on character alone, and they were able to judge her character and yours. And again, you you were so nice, you know, and nice being that negative term of not basically speaking up, because like she said, well, my roommate didn't say anything, you know, but you being nice and cordial, you know. But again, that was your opportunity to say, hey, I'm just trying to roll with it. But come on, you know you loud. you know. But again, it's not for you to do certain things that are not in your character. So you did exactly what you were supposed to do, which, again, they're judging you by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin, you know.
Yeah.
So if they still want to use that, then they can judge her accordingly. But don't judge every person that you meet because of prejudices that one might have. So with
doctors was upset that I ordered my food. They were mad enough to tell, I did finally tell them, I said, you know, this is not coming out of none of y'all's pockets. It's not being charged to the hospital or anything else. This is coming out of my pocket. And it's my money that I'm spending because I can't eat y'all's food. You know, the money that I spent for them 10 days is my groceries for the month and more.
Mhm. Yeah, which shows eating out every night or ordering food can become very expensive.
Yes, and especially when if you're somebody like me that, look, I take a couple bites or something and then, you know, I'm full. That's it. I don't want any more.
Mhm.
So then it was a waste, and you know, one nurse when I first started, I asked her, you know, well, could you put it in the refrigerator and heat it up for me? And she told me that I don't heat up outside food.
Hmm.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, and it was terrible. It was terrible. And I'm black and blue because I got all these bruises on me from them giving me IVs and things like that and, you know, just doing blood work and, you know, and I was telling them what needles to use because I know what needle works on me and, you know, they just felt as though that they knew my veins better than I know them. And I've had them for a lot longer than they've been exposed to them.
Well, from the offset, you saw that I would almost term it as a ghetto hospital, you know, which again.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe, but it's not. I mean, and that's what, you know, had I been at one, I would have expected that. But it's not. That's just what, and remember, the hospital is so big now, and they called it a camp, and why? But it's affiliated with all these other big hospitals in Maryland and Pennsylvania. And I think Jersey as well. You know, so it's a big, big hospital now. It is truly grown. But it was just, I don't know what happened. I know, you know, one of the women, you know, even when they were running tests and they kept ordering these different tests and a couple of the nurses, once we got out the way, you know, they told me, they said, something isn't right with this. Why? Why are they keep doing all of this? You know, she's like, and one of them told me, she said, it's the money. She said, they're just soaking up your insurance.
Yeah, that was where I was going next. But, yeah, that's all these people are basically concerned with. And, again, at the end of the day, they're on a time schedule because once people start to truly realize, and for those who don't see it now, next year, 2023, woo, they will see.
Yes.
So, yeah. So do you have any current events that you wanted to touch on before we get started with this evening's class?
Well, I have a lot of them. Okay, well, y'all know the queen died. But FEMA is community to prepare for disasters. And I thought this was a great premises because we're always talking about being prepared. But I said, oh, it's really something when FEMA is telling you to be prepared. And they specify for the black community. So You know, of course, that raises eyebrows because to me, what do you have in store for us? You know, so, well, Brother Eddie, what do you think about that? What's your thought on that?
No more than, no less than, again, echoing what we've been talking about. But again, for the family, for me to always look at the numbers.
Yes.
Behind the word, because it's the number for me that has the power that even when we use it or recognize that it's not the particular word or phrase, the power or frequency is the number that that phrase or words represent. And when
yes.
we see that Ema 13 family, that's God. See,
yes.
if we start looking at certain words that we use, that even we give power by the recognition of its definition, they're still using that frequency number of God or Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's why I always, I got five on it, which,
yes.
which comes up 41, which is five. Jesus Christ is 59. 5 + 9, 14. 1 + 4 = 5. All these things that we really say that we're not aware of the number of the particular words, that once we start saying it, we now can attach or manifest, which is five, what we truly speak into existence, because all of these things that we're talking about, we're speaking into existence just by talking
yes.
and not even being aware or believing in a lot of the things that we repeat and say.
Yeah.
So, again, yes, that's all. Even when we look at 13, which is God, it's the number behind all of these words. They still looking to get paid, baby. Paid is 13.
Yes, they are.
This is why we have that it's the number of these words that resonate the frequency of power in these numbers behind these words that we keep speaking. And people say, man, I don't care what you're talking about. You ain't talking about money, me getting paid. Money being that too.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, comes up to today's date. 9/14/2022 is a 2. And that 2 for us right now is therapy. The therapy that we share is the medicine. Therapy is 29, which is 2. Medicine is 29. And this therapy, which is in the medicine, is in the air we breathe. When we voice the truth behind what we're given. Voices, too. That's our money that we really have, which comes directly from our mind, which is two. It's part of the universe too, the cosmic too, as Brother Kwame uses all the time, the Milky Way, which is two.
Yeah.
When we are able to connect it all and stop seeing things in just one way of a perceive condition of things that are being said. Yes, we see it one way, but there are so many other ways. But when
yes,
we close ourselves off to any other way than what we see it, then we miss other parts that we're supposed to get. That being closed and not open, it can't get in. We won't let it in. It's not that it can't. When we close off, for whatever reason, it's not getting in. So, yeah, that's with that. So you can go on to the next current event.
Okay, well, now this is another thing. As FEMA's getting everyone ready, and September is, you know, the national weather, you know, where for you to check your area and see, you know, what disasters or anything is your area is prone for. And I suggest also that you check with the almanac to see, you know, what is the weather going to be like this year for this winter in your area. You know, my area this year is, you know, snow. It's going to be really cold. And, you know, so check your areas so that you know basically what you need to, you know, prep what you need to have. And with that, also, Brother Eddie, we had talked about yesterday, or was it today, with the truckers, the things that are going to be going on with the truckers and the supplies and things like that that is supposed to take place on Friday. But my son had told me, you know, Mom, they say this every year and it's every 6 months. And, you know, and so he told me he's not worried about it, but I worry about everything. So I still say, you know, if they don't do it or if they do do it, still, y'all, which we've talked about so many times in the past, have your supplies, have your water, have, you know, make sure you have gas for your cars and, you know, batteries and, you know, everything that you could use in case there's another incident where the water, you know, you can't get water. You know, the electric goes out. You know, I mean, for me, it's going to be, you know, really cold here. You know, make sure that you have plenty of blankets and, you know, things like that. So you have to make sure that you have things prepared for your household. You know, medicines and medicines. Don't forget your pain medicines. Even if you're not a person who likes to take medicine, but still make sure that you have something just in case. You know, Band-Aids and, you know, in case you get hurt, you know, peroxide or if you prefer alcohol, but whatever it takes to clean a wound, because, you know, you can always, you know, hit your hand, hit your foot, I mean, anything. So you need to be prepared for all of these kinds of things. And, you know, again, to make sure that you have water and you have food and you have plenty of canned goods. And my whole thing is always to make sure you have charcoal for the grill, because if you can't cook, you can always go outside and barbecue it. And even if you got to feed the neighborhood off of your food, at least it won't be food that's going bad. And they have in Ohio, because of the bird flu, they had to kill, I think it was 30 million chickens. So, you know, I mean, and you see what's going on with the beef, and I know, you know, a lot of people are not meat eaters. I am, but, you know, whatever you eat, you still, you know, want these things to still be able to flow, but if not, are you prepared for that?
Yes, I agree and I concur. And this has been a PSA, public service announcement, for our people. Again, reiterating, Sister Antoinette, yes, we've been talking about this for several years now, especially
yes.
Since this pandemic started. So again, stocking up on that toilet paper and all those things back then. Again, we've been through this test before, but the key now is prepare for what not only we're talking about, but what you are truly sensing. It's in the air.
Yes, it
is. That's again, when I keep saying we speak these things into existence. How long have we been talking, as you said, for 2.5-3 years now, being prepared, being ready. At the different intervals, we start talking about the commercials of readiness prepare kits. And now you're bringing in FEMA. And again, why are they concentrating on us? We
yeah.
need to be concentrating on us. But again, for me, when they do these things with the words, it's coded.
Yeah.
They're giving information that, again, we only see by the word, not behind the number of the words that are being used. I even talked about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump being the trumpet. Donald, by number 14, is the horn. He was blowing a horn to what was to come. When Gable's horns blow, you better be ready to go. The trumpet has been blowing, family, for a minute, but again, the distractions.
Yeah.
From social media, the distraction from the news, which is actually their job to keep us distracted. Talking about the natural things of nature that we talk about when we talk about them. Not, again, I wanted to reiterate something that I stated in a class, but it's worth repeating, that I live in an all-black state in the United States, right here in Chicago, Illinois. I live in an all-black state. And people say, damn, how in the hell ain't no state here in America all black?
No, it's not.
Again, family, it is, because the first state of any is your state of mind.
Yeah.
That's your real state, not what they tell you you're in. Because even with that, they have set up invisible boundaries that what we have bought into. When you go from Delaware to Maine, it's a sign that tells you there's no border there. But
no,
now we
not.
Believe
invisible borders.
That since we just crossed the border, we now
yeah.
in Maine, we now in New Jersey, we now in New York. Who put them, but who bought into it? Mindset. My mind is a black state of mind. That black state is a state linked to the universe.
Yeah.
Linked to the cosmic. Which means there's no borders on this earth especially that I'm bound by. But again, it's in our perception of the way we have perceived what is being said. And anything that's being said, we can always rearrange it to manifest the manifestation that we want. And this is the magic we have, and we don't put enough into that because of distractions about the queen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to negative. There's no reason to. But that's still part of the game of any recognition of this queen being attached to the original bloodline, because this is what they're basically talking about. And to give them any energy through conversation with the names that they're using, giving them the lineage that they wish they had, why they even use that name of being Jewish. It's a wish. See, that they want to be the original or have that lineage or bloodline. So for me, just even getting the frequency of those over there that basically take it nonchalantly, to put it mildly, because again, giving any individual respect and whatever respect deserving of the queen, yeah, but in the truth of even the numbers let me know who and what she represents is enough. So with that, family, yeah, that activation through our conversation that gives the stimulation that's needed for the armor that we will need in the very near future down the road coming. Because for one, we've been talking, listening, and hearing it for too long. The manifestation we're about to witness, just like we're seeing all these things that we've been talking about. As you mentioning FEMA now, why now? What's the urgency? Or why even talk about it? To put it even deeper in our minds. But again, we've been talking about it. So those of us who are already prepared, because at the end of the day, my part is to try to keep us focused on that spiritual along with the physical necessities that we need. That spiritual is going to deal with that fasting. It's going to deal with that meditation going inward, that silence. To just offset the craziness, the chaos that we already see, especially here in Chicago, Illinois, where next year a lot of people have been talking about there's a new law that they're going to pass that's going to allow the criminals to just go butt wild. Let's just call it the purge, you know.
Yeah.
And again, for me, this is why Chicago has always been that light dealing with violence. But you were about to say something, Sister Antoinette. Continue.
No, no, no. I can wait.
Well, basically, yeah, that was it on that. So, yeah, I was just opening up so that you could, if not comment, go ahead so we can get started with the class.
Okay, well, first, thank you, Wesley. Wesley brought it back to my mind that it is the freight trains that is going to be on strike. So I was able to get the article that I wanted. So thank you very much, Wesley. And this article is from the New York Times, how a rail strike could wreak havoc on the American supply chain. And this was 2 hours ago. If freight trains stop rolling, the results could be chaos for business. Shortages for consumers and fresh momentum for rising prices. Just as the global supply chain flashes signs of returning to normal, a new crisis now threatens to disrupt the transport of a vast range of goods from agriculture crops to lumber to coal. So there's the heat, y'all. Thousands of rail workers followed through on threats to strike as soon as Friday in pursuit of better working conditions. That would unleash potential havoc on the system used to move products from place to place. I mean, so basically, you know, we see that here's another chaos now. You know, we already know that this is one that they're making themselves, because they're saying that this is the workers. that are threatening to, to strike. And so it's, the shipping containers and everything. And, yeah, it's this is just going to be a mess. But, one thing about it is we know about it ahead of time. So hopefully, everyone, what you don't have, you can run out and get. I truly hope that you can. And, if not, then, we're able to help each other through some way. I wish that, if we all lived in the same community, in the same area, then we could help each other. But now the only thing we can be is a sounding board for each other and to encourage one another and, hopefully push each other to do what we all need to do.
That's correct, and that's beautifully put, using the analogy of a sounding board, because, again, we all have different gifts, talent, skills, and even careers
that
we can use. But I knew nothing about this that you were talking about. But again, being an effective sounding board, it struck a nerve because that was my last job, working for the railroad.
Yeah.
Union Pacific, to be exact. But one of the things that hit me was a strike. The railroad workers are under contract just like the pilots are. See, because again, that's the railroad, as we all know, is a main artery.
Yeah.
So the railroad, like the air traffic, is federally regulated. This is why we haven't seen a strike with the pilots, because they have so many pilots on standby.
Yeah.
Same way with the railroad. They have to keep it moving. If this happens, believe you me, the government is behind it on the workers, because the workers can't do nothing. Even if they stop, like I said, they have replacements already. Here's the key to that, other than using planes. Trains now could be ran by remote control.
Oh, yes.
Are we truly in the Matrix, family? See, when we understand the power of the number behind the words, Matrix, 22 being 4, God being 13, that they constantly use. But are we in the Matrix? Because what are we talking about now? Virtual reality, which comes to 49, 4 plus 9, 13, another 4. They keep using the same number, different words. They call it metaverse. Meta, 14, verse 26, 14 plus 26, 4, 40 again, 4.
Yeah.
It's all the Matrix. Are we in the damn Matrix? Are we talking about what they're doing, but it's being used right in front of us? How do we get out? For me, find the numbers behind what they're doing, and we can see it. We see our way out. But again, the key to that is next year is part of witnessing. Recognize and to see, because it's the 7, 20, 23, the 7th family, consciousness. Woo! Are we really conscious?
Yeah.
Oh, let me stop. Let me digress. You go ahead. And was that it? Did you have anything else to add?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just want to encourage y'all to go to the Farmer's Almanac, look at what your area is exposed to during the winter. You know what disasters and things like that can come, so that you can be prepared for it.
Let me add to that real quickly too, family. For those of us who are already getting acclimated and activated to nature through our senses to sense what's coming. Because again, if we're talking about which is preeminent, it's going to happen because we've been talking too long. Blackout, power outages, energy burst, all of it, any of it happening, we will have no communication.
Right.
So if we're not, as we say, truly getting into nature and communing with nature, with the animals, the insects, listening, seeing, feeling, learning, when that time comes, as you've been saying, prepare, are we truly prepared, like I said, on that spiritual realm?
Yes.
Even that physical realm of nature that we're learning from, because the insects and animals will tell us.
Yes, they will.
Changing of nature.
Yes.
So, again, all these things we have to be aware of, attentive to, because we're already a part of.
Yeah.
Again, we're just getting back to remembering those things of nature that we're already a part of, that we've been taken away from, urban and other things of a metropolis.
Yes.
Area, city. So that's it with that.
Yes, can I say one thing and then I'm quiet?
Sure. Yeah.
But everyone, please be mindful of something, and I mean, this is something that just hit me. But as we're seeing more and more of animals' natural habitats, you know, where they live is being destroyed for malls and housing and everything. And we're hearing more and more about, I know I am, about bears and everything just, you know, coming into where, you know, stores or people's homes and stuff. Be mindful of that as well.
Well, that again, as water will reclaim its natural place, so will the animals.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing.
It's like I said, pay attention to even those things that aren't in our area that animals are seeming to do. But again, it's indication of what's getting ready to take place.
Yes.
So, again, yes, all of that. So,
the
right
earth
now,
is fighting back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, that's the part of the cleansing that's happening with what they've dubbed as global warming.
Yes.
The melting of the glaciers, the ice, the water is returning to cleanse the earth. And family, if we're in the way, we're going to get washed up too.
Yes, we are.
But, that's the age of Aquarius. The air sign and the water bearer. It's bearing the water for new birth. The new birth is a new thought, family. This is why we always talking about conscious and memory, that the water is releasing. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are going to get washed away physically and mentally as well as spiritually.
Yes.
Because that spiritual energy of protection that, again, we don't truly entertain, let alone conversation, is not being activated for the protection, again, that will be needed. Some of us are. But that's the old saying, many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes.
See?
Yes, but in everything, y'all try to keep a level head.
Oh, I love that. We're going to touch on that level within the class. So let's get it started real quick because, again, as the family calls in, this is what the title of the class is. It's a class discussion.
Yes.
And discussion is in class is the information that we bring to the round table.
Yes.
Me, off the bat, everything deals with numbers. Class is 18, which is 9. Discussion is 44, which is 8. Round is 18, which is 9. Table is 17, which is 8. The round table is the class discussion. In the class, discussion is information. Well, class being 18, information is 36. They both deny. So that's always been my part of the class, to bring the numbers. Even in the titles of the class, it all has reference to what we're giving. That's part of our medicine, which is the therapy that we help each other with and through.
Yeah.
So I want to first do this while stimulate, activate our conscious mind into different realms of whatever way we see it. And I want to start off by asking this question, or a statement, what does business before pleasure mean to you? And at this time, if you will entertain me, family, write it down, jot it down, using your pen and paper, the answer in your head, because there's no wrong answer, because the question was, what does business before pleasure means to you? And this is, again, part of the class discussion tonight. And this is when the lines are open and you start calling in. Definitely touch on that. But again, being open, we're going to try to touch on prevalent things to you, because whatever it is, again, the discussion is used in order to help you see things another way, if it's a problem or if it's a concern. The next thing I want us to just think about, again, these things will stimulate other things in you. So again, jot them down. We're coming up on next month being October. And we all know that Oc equals 8. But when we look at what's hidden, 10th month, being referred to as October. When we look at the number of October, it comes to 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. So October tells us actually where it should be, but they put it in the 10th month. But why 10? Because when we truly look at 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. And when we look at the word 1, O-N-E equals 8. I could get deeper, but basically the 1 is no more than creation or creator, I'm sorry. And we're all, you are in the image of the creator. Creator is 28, which is 1. Image is 19, which is 1. You are 10 or 1. For me, that true creator image that you and I are part of is called a frequency. And that's the key. It's just a part of the whole frequency, bringing our own particular part to the whole, the frequency. And the 8, O-N-E, 1 being 8, is no more than mother. It's no more than Lord God. Lord 13, God 13. 13, 13 is 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. The 1. But again, that creator being you, we speak into existence. Speak into existence is 73, which is 10, the 1. This is the power, power being 1, of the frequency, 37 being 1, that resonates behind the numbers. Numbers is 26, the 8, the 1. I'm just using the numbers to relate what's hidden, the true frequency and power behind the words that we all use. And again, I'm only giving my way, and even my way will vary, change from second to second, minute to minute, hour by hour. This is the change that we're going through. Again, that state of mind that we've basically have been in has put those invisible barriers called borders that we have bought into, we've accepted. But the borders lead me to something that I thank Brother West for, that basically mentioning of the reason, the main reason of a question is primarily one word, and that word is why. And why, spelled backwards, is why. H-W, or without the vowels, Yahweh. That made me think, why would they use Yahweh from right to left? And as we, as Americans, backwards read left to right, thank you again, Brother West, are always questioning why. And the connection being Yahweh, we never think about. And that in itself, again, I'm always looking at numbers, and I've always looked at that word along with how and who, that are all the same numbers, is Yahweh or why. It's the 3. And if Brother Wes is listening, yes, for me, that is a personal connection to you with that number 3. You know why. But 3. 3 in and of itself comes to 30, or connection. Connection is 3. So when I see the three or the connection, the why, I look for the connection. And for me, that connection is embedded in our memories. It's what we're constantly talking about, the water. Even before Flint, now we're hearing, sidetrack family, I get back. We're hearing about Camp Lejeune, water, another experiment on the military.
Yeah.
But again, this started way back in the 50s. How many other experiments, not only with the military, but with the population that has mm-hmm. not been revealed as of yet? And here's my thing, even with that, next year, a lot more of these suits and realizations of all of the filth that they've been doing is going to come to the open. It's going to be revealed. It's nothing that they can do. They're suppressing it as much as possible, even by way of the distraction of the queen.
Yes.
See. So all of these things is even part of why, because when we look at that number three, why being 12 or 21 comes to queen.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's a part of the why. Four countries, if you will, under that queen, that 21st century that we're in, at 21, being England, 21, Africa, 21, America, 21, and France, 21. We will start to see these particular countries play out down the road.
Yes.
It's coming. So, yes, these things are basically happening because, again, not just you and I, but others before us have been saying these things for years now. And, again, being in this age of Aquarius, and Aquarius is that seven consciousness, when we start to witness, to recognize, to see, all these things that are mentioned before time will be revealed in time.
Yeah. Brother Eddie, you were speaking of the queen. And
yes.
The country that, where that diamond was, well, they said it was stolen, you know, taken. That those Indians, all right, I'm going to spell it, K-O-H-I-N-O-O-R. They want the diamond returned back to them.
Hmm.
I don't know if they're going to get it, but I doubt it, but they want it.
Yeah.
You know, my whole thing is, why didn't they ask for this or demand this before, or even while she was alive? You know, why did they wait until after her death? I mean, what is the significance of that?
Well, remember, a diamond is no more than a crystal, and we're always talking about crystals. See?
Yes.
That deals, the crystal, the diamond, crystals deal with rituals. So now that the queen is gone, a lot of things that only we see on the surface is much deeper, you know, because the key is anytime they put it in the public's domain, the public space, it's the distraction. That's just like knowing your enemy. Why are you going to tell me the truth. You're going to tell me some shit that's going to get, excuse me, family, you're going to tell me some things that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, just to keep me distracted, chasing something else, talking, because the talking, the discussion is the energy that we're using that has nothing to do with our spiritual preparedness, our mental preparedness, our physical and material preparedness. All of this is not activating what needs to be talked about during the conversations that we have. Too much time, as I stated, wasted on people, places, and things that has nothing to do with activating the powers within through the conversation by way of the words that we're using. We have to take control, family. We got that power to even, again, rearrange anything we're talking about and make it about us. That's why us is 12. That's that 3 at the end of the day that we've been talking about this evening. That connection. It's up to us to fix us. We keep waiting on everybody else and talking about everybody else. We got the power even through the words that we speak, that we manifest, that we speak into existence, that we're not even using properly. And that's the spell. These words become the spells that we are putting on each other, that we're constantly talking about, casting the spells. But when we're talking about things around and around and around, and we're not making them again, we're the creators of the Most High. We create these things by the words we speak. As we grow to recognize these words of English of the occult that we use. But again, it's like using the word black. I love using, like I said, I live in a black state. Black. But see, we will give the energy to the negativity that we even choose to use in relating that number being black to negative. Even the number itself, black being 2, positive. Positive is 38, which is 2. But because we've been taught and we even come up with ways to use black, or as Brother Kwame might say, be black. Still a negative term that we, as the word Smith, are using instead of using that as the negative to the positive that black truly is. Because when we understand the whole realm of black being the universe, too, black being the cosmos, too, black being cosmic, too, black being Milky Way, too, all of these things that we even think of as above is that too. That now down here using that number by another word that is somebody else's definition by that word, I connect the number to the whole and make it or use it to describe the positiveness that it is, that again, they've changed and we've learned how to change to make it sound good. As using Brother West with the 3 and the Y. For me, I love saying it that way, but again, my way of saying the number and being able to see it in different variations of that way, my way, and all other ways, because it's no limitation. And that's what we do when we even label and title ourselves. We limit ourselves, even if we don't want to. The universe hears exactly what we say. And as I said, we speak it into existence. So believe you me, the universe abides. So the things that myself and others might talk about on a different level, as you use that word adequately, level, some people never get to that level because they can't see level. So before I continue suspending that, do we have anybody who has raised their hands?
No, if y'all have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I'll be happy to bring you in. And anyone that's listening, if you wish to call in, the number is, Brother Eddie, you want to give them that number?
Sure, I will. That's 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and while we have this brief moment, let me remind y'all that tomorrow night, David Wainans the second will be on. He'll be the guest for tomorrow night, and Friday night, Judge Joe Brown will be back with us. Let me also tell you that both nights the shows are, no, tomorrow night is 10 o'clock, and Friday night is 9 o'clock. So I hope that y'all will be able to join me for them. And, of course, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. and Brother Ray at 3 p.m., no matter where you are in the world. When it's boy, my words are really getting tied up. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time to be drumming, and, you know, of course, we're drumming for all these things, whatever you want to call it, that they be putting their place in that, you know, they just back down, just, you know, go back into the pit of hell where they came from. That was my words. But, you know, we're praying for a supernatural intervention because we definitely need it today.
Okay. And, before I get started, because I don't want to get long-winded, and definitely be aware and conscious of your time and energy. And, again, not knowing that you had two other shows this week, one tomorrow and Friday, if we don't get any callers at the top of the hour, we're definitely going to let you go so you can get your rest and, you know, get everything straight so that you will be prepared and the family will be prepared for these next two shows that you'll be having for the next two evenings. So, again, we'll look at that because I just looked at the time and we have about 35 minutes. So, since we don't have any callers, I can finish this out, and we can go from there. If we have family who wants to add to, or we can just keep it going and, like I said, close it out by the top of the hour. So you led me into some words that I like hearing, and again, I don't often even take the time out to explain by the number the words that I use and that a lot of us, and even you just used it that made me think of it.
What's that?
You use the term these people, whoever they might be. And it made me think of when I hear and use the term they. So for the family, for me, when I do use it, again, if you ever slow me down and ask me, well, who is they or these people, if I use it, Well, they and these people are the same number, which brings us back to two. I think that's today's date. If I didn't mention it, is comes to a two, but that two, which again, a lot of us might think if we have kept up, two is black.
Yeah.
Black is 11. That's two. Well, when you look at the words white people, white is 27. People come to 20. 27 plus 20 is 47. 4 plus 7, you're back to 2. See? We see things limited when we only see it one way with words. And there's so many, I'm giving, again, only one variation of what I'm talking about. Because, again, we create the paradigm, but we got to be what we see, what we're talking about. We have to speak it into existence. If I see this only my way and didn't speak it into existence, it will never occur, it never happen. It would never even be thought about. This is what we're doing, even doing this round table or class discussion.
Yes.
So when I hear people even refer to black people as those people, I think a person right away, because I look at the number first, because I know their intent behind their words. But again, like everything, we can control the horizontal. We can control the vertical. We can delude your minds or make it crystal clear. So when the word is given, the ball, as they say, is in our court. And if we only see it one way, especially the way for it to be derogatory, then they got us. They pushed our button. We want to constantly be the thermostat. So they can't push your button. So, again, when they call you something derogatory and you see it that way, but you can change it by the number, and the number of those comes to an 8. And, again, 8 being the mother, we are the mother of all civilization. 8 comes to the royal nations. They called us carpet color. It's still 8. We're the anointed ones. 8, the chosen one. 1 is 8. Take anything negative and we can make it positive as we say it. But if we, again, recycle the negative of what they're doing, again, by us taking control and thanking a person for something that they assume will affect me negative, I've taken control and made them thank.
Yes.
Because that's
Which
what we don't
person.
Do.
Yes.
See?
But there's one thing I'd like to add to that, Brother Eddie.
Sure.
Okay, you said we are the mothers. And I just want proper content. I'm not ready to say that the men are the mothers. Now, I'm going to say y'all are the fathers. Y'all are the beginning. Y'all are the fathers.
Now, don't, again, remember I said the numbers, don't limit yourself to just me saying mother, because mother is 26, which is 8. I said numbers for me, 26, that's an 8.
Yes.
Lord God is 26, which is an 8. Speaking truth, 2, which is an 8. See, 8 doesn't just stop with mother. It's the center. Center is 26. It matters. Matter is 26. All words that you use that are positive, they're just attributes. They're negative words also on the other side. As we said, starting off with 3 earlier, 3 being a Y, 12, where 12 comes to lie. Sacrifice, again, is a 3. Remember, kill is 12. Block is 12. Devil is 21. Beast is 20. See, we can see all the negative, and you balance it with the same number. Correct is 30. Right is 30. Messiah is 30. We can go on and on to balance the negative, because this is where we are now in the 6th, 2022, called balance. Balance is 15. Word is 15. We're now balancing the words by way of the number, family. That's my part to give, because we all balance it different ways. But what I give only enhance it. It doesn't take away, because that's not what we're here for.
Right.
We're here to help, to enhance, to encourage and improve. That's why these all fours deal with God, is what I just used. Enhance, encourage, or encouragement, improvement, all four. As part of the spiritual four, truth four that we share. Even using words in a particular way, I'm able to capture those who I talk to. Knowing five, I got 5 on it, what I'm capable of doing. I don't use teacher, which is 5, too often. I prefer to use, and thank you, Sister Antoinette, because I never told you to, but you did. You still put 5. Brother Eddie, brother is 32, which is 5.
Yes.
That 5, I say share, as I every week. Thank you for sharing this time and space. Share, 23,
yeah,
which is 5. I share information so people don't get, nigga, who you think you are? You teaching somebody? I went through that, been there, done that. Ain't that necessary. I ain't got time for that, fam. See, we can use these words. See,
yeah,
to better not only ourselves, but those that we are sharing the information that we're trying to impair to one another. Our word becomes the goal that touches those who are open and receptive for that balance of frequency and vibration that we're constantly talking about. And I love it because, again, the more I listen to other classes, a.k.a. shows, and hear all of the different words that are the same numbers of these particular words of power that have this frequency, this sound that we're gravitating to. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, again, family, yeah.
Brother Eddie?
Go ahead, sister. Huh?
There's one thing that I meant to speak about earlier, so forgive me, y'all, for not doing so. Claire, that they will, Russia invokes, land will be on fire and the concrete will melt. So they're declaring, they're making a declaration of Armageddon. So, you know, they said to the Western nations, and that the Western nations will not be able to sit in their clean houses laughing at how they have weakened Russia. Everything will be put on fire around them. And their people will harvest their grief in full. The land will be on fire and the concrete will melt.
Well,
I mean, they have a lot of other things.
But as I stated earlier, a lot of this is a mindset that these people are even embedded in our thoughts. Added to all of the distractions we're getting from even the laws that we're talking about that they're putting into effect. All of these things, again, and if we are not paying attention, for me, it's connecting the dots of the numbers behind the words that everybody, all countries, everybody's using these same numbers, different words. Like I said, I'm loving it. I'm seeing it. So, yeah. Again, it brings us back to prepare, being prepared. First, being aware. Wake up so that you you know what's getting ready to happen. Because if we ain't woke, if we're not aware, we can't prepare.
Yes, that is so true. That is so, so true. And I know that, and I know I sent you the information, but of a bill that's being passed, but I got to find the bill.
What is the bill pertaining to?
I don't remember, but I know I remember sending it to you. Oh, my. Forgive me, y'all. Is that the one with the Wi-Fi, the 5G? Boy, I don't remember. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm looking for my other phone, and because I think you sent me something on that phone while you're looking for it.
And I think it was yesterday. It was yesterday, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was yesterday.
You know, you sent me a couple of links. It's, again, at the end of the day, it's so much that's happening and much that they're doing, so much to talk about. But, again, a lot of the talks that we have keep us distracted, and that's purposely.
Yeah.
They purposely keep us distracted by even putting information out there because, like I said, anything that's pertinent, anything that's real, they're not sharing.
No, of course not. They're not going to tell us
that. If it is real, it's something old.
Yeah.
Something that happened that they're just now, again, releasing to the public, a.k.a. Camp Lejeune. Like I said, how old is this? And now all the suits, all of the information or whatever is being released in order to sue, and if they have this much money allocated, how much money did they make off of whatever patent that they were using in this water on the American people, not just the military? But again, let's not get it twisted. Every military individual is a person.
Yes.
we're human beings, people first. And that's what a lot of people come to find out after signing on. They're conscious. Those who, before that, the conscientious observer, you know. And again, it's so much family out here.
It is.
That we
truly have
to pay attention to, but sometimes it becomes hard because it's so much. And it's easy to get caught up. and wrapped up.
Yes, it is.
Into garbage, into distractions. And we really know we caught up when we start to give, become a part of the distraction. We actually start to repeat and emulate what we've heard. And a lot of times, before we even give information, and again, not it being bad, that information raised a red flag with us. But before we get into any deep research or investigation, we send links up.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Here. It, you know, some of us read the headlines and we do no deep analytical reading within the body or content. And this is when we know that a person sends us to a link and can't shorten that link down into a short paragraph and or sentence on what it's all about, because no true research or investigation has been done behind that link that they see and send. So that's part of being caught up in certain things and not recognizing why even that title of the article caught your attention. Because even without the true investigation and research, it was a reason that a article or an interview or something that you see or hear catches or grabs your attention. And for me now, it's knowing that that article, that picture that you see or that interview that you hear has a word which has a number that you're connected to. That picture that gives an image, that image has a word that you're connected to when you see it.
Yeah.
And we haven't been taught how to recognize by way of conversation, even if it wasn't through a story being given from our family members, our ancestors.
Yeah.
The key is now, just by my words alone, is being amplified in the current of air and winds through the frequencies, through the technology being used. Again, I no longer have to worry about what I've been shown. All I have to do is say it. And again, like I said, I'm not by any means getting paid, trying to get the glory. I'm showing everybody behind the numbers of the glory of God, that power of God behind the numbers of all these words that we say, that we recognize and even don't recognize.
Yeah.
It's always been. In America, England, France, and now Africa, because that's overran, uses this language of English for this reason I'm talking about. And this is why, again, the baby of all languages being modern day English is spoke most around the world more than any other language, even the oldest language in the world. English spoke most around the world. Why? That baby, that babble, that magic, that confusion that English brings with the occult is now being revealed. And all we have to do is keep exposing, unraveling the con behind the words of the spells of English that we use that is being used upon us. So we all have different ways, again, bringing this information to the forefront. This is the circle that I call home. You, family, you're that circle, metaphysical family circle. And here is home where I bring it. I make sure it's on the up and up, it's right, before I bring it home to you, family. And again, it's not restricted in the way I give it. This is why numbers, again, is infinite. There is no restriction. And once we see this occult language of English is using this language that we speak in that manner that actually derived from us, this is why it's actually returning to us through our memory, through our true conscious divine conversation that will ultimately take us higher. So
yes.
With that, family, if we don't have any callers.
Found I found it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. The only thing is, unfortunately, y'all, I'm sorry, but I don't have the number. But this executive order, Biden unleashes transhuman genetic modification firestorm on America. You remember now, Brother Eddie? Oh, Brother Eddie, Lord, my words keep running together. But
yeah, because I was just going to say, yeah, because, again, all that with what he's saying is dealing with that two being
yeah.
tonight's date. And remember, family, five comes to the word dates. All these dates being the five is what they're using. So again, that two behind the word that is being done is called transhumanism. Equal 47, 4 plus 7 is 11, which is that two. And remember,
yeah.
people come 20, which is the two. All they're doing is changing the people. The power is the number behind the word. Into transhumanism, the two into the two. See, they only change the word. It's the people that they're using because, again, it's the energy behind the conversations that we manifest through speaking it into existence that we don't control by perceived condition in the way that we speak it and the way that we give it. Because when we give it, we're not giving it other than the way that we're giving it. We don't even give the variations of ways we can even see it.
Yeah.
Just like
mm-hmm.
When I used the term early, I thought we would have had callers where we didn't, but since we got a little time, business before pleasure.
Yeah.
See, for that, me also, I attacked the number of each word, but then the number of the phrase being used, business before pleasure, comes to 95. 9 plus 5 is 14. 1 plus 4 is, we back to, I got 5 on it. See? And
yeah.
we don't have to stop there. With that, we could just, again, replace different words with the same number. We could use the term that we hear so much, silence is golden, comes to 59. Again, 5 plus 9 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. But if we only see it as business before pleasure, and that's it, and not using the number where there's no limitation, when seeing that, oh, and that's where we stop. Hold on 1 second. Let me put my glasses
okay.
on here. Another way we can look at that business before pleasure is looking at Total Conscious Record. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The whole or total. Because whole is one, total is one. And we're talking about our conscious record. It replaces business before pleasure. Same numbers, different words. Same number, different words. You recognize the spells. You recognize the word.
Yes.
See, when we understand the whole that we're part of, that whole lets us know we're only a member. Member is one, whole is one. We're a member of that whole. That whole is a frequency. It's a whole frequency out here that we're all a part of. A part of that
yes.
total. And that member, that part, we only have that angle. The angle is your part that you've been given. So this is what we are when we come to know, which is one, self. Know yourself. Yourself is what we began to recognize. And this is what we're giving through our conversation that amplifies that activation that will stimulate that conscious mind, that part of that whole that connects us, that gives us our piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
So that's, again, where we're going and where we're headed. So with that, I've taken us to the top of the hour. And again, we have 5 minutes before the top of the hour. No one call, hopefully. Family, I inspired no more than thought that enhances wherever you are.
Yes.
Whatever is useful, use it. If it's not, let it go.
Yes.
It's like we saying, let a lot of this. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, I can wait. Go ahead.
I was just saying we got to let a lot of this nonsense go. Because
yes, we
do. It's too much energy, even through conversation, that we're entertaining through conversation things that drain our energy. It drains that
yes.
divine connection that we are already connected to. See, it's not that you don't have it, it's been drained.
Yeah.
Every time
yes.
we're discussing anything that does not activate that memory bank, see, that's the investment that we're supposed to be investing in. Not an investment bank man-made, but it's the investment is in our memory bank to remember who we are and what we've been so-called cursed to forget. That's why we ain't talking about the things we should be talking about on a spiritual level. Because
true.
We're so caught up on this third dimensional plane, which is a physical and material plane of an existence when we're talking about being spiritual beings. Walking around in this temple called the body on a physical plane and not trying to reclaim that spiritual truth and essence that we're a part of. So go ahead, Sister Antoinette, because I keep talking.
Oh, you're doing great. But the executive order is HHS takes action on executive order launching a national biotechnology and biomanufacturing initiative. And that was signed September the September 12th, 2022. So
that was Monday. That was Monday.
Yes.
Monday, one day after what? 9/11 again.
Yes.
Dates are dealing with rituals.
Yes.
So a lot of these things that they pass is dealing with the energy of the dates of things that preceded it, that has
yes.
already happened. But again, they're staying on the same page of numbers. They're just giving it different names, dealing with different events, different accounts.
Right.
So.
But
so,
the
yes.
policy is, Biden said, you know, by policy of my administration to coordinate a whole of government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing towards innovative solutions in health, climate change, energy, food security, agriculture, supply chain, resilience, and national and economic security. But isn't that what's happening Friday with the railroads and everything, with the freight trains? It's going to affect
yeah,
all
like
of that?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, if any of that actually happens, again, the government is behind it because they allowed
yes.
it, again, which is, as I stated, it's called federal regulated. It's regulated by
yes.
the government, so. Again, when they mess with things like the air, the water, the rails, they are behind it. So,
yeah.
again, if it happens, like I said, it's just showing that piece of the puzzle that we've been talking about to, again, prepare for what's
yeah.
coming down the road that we already mentioned this evening.
Yes, well, they're saying that with the COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated the vital role of biotechnology and biomanufacturing in developing and producing life-saving diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines that protect Americans and the world. And although the power of these technologies is most vivid at the moment in the context of human health, biotechnology and biomanufacturing can also be used to achieve our climate and energy goals, improve food security and sustainability, and secure our supply chains and grow the economy across all America. But, well, I myself personally don't see how all this is going to help. And then with the talk of the Biden dollar. Did you hear about that, Brother Eddie?
No, I ain't heard nothing about no Biden dollar.
I thought I told you about that. Lord have mercy. Forgive me. Okay, yeah, we're going to have to talk about this next week because it's a lot in with this. But it's the Biden dollar where it can be set off and set on and everything else. It goes really, it's a lot.
So again,
I have to keep you
yeah.
up. I have to, but one, the policy of his administration is, you know, well, I went through that. But we need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write for, I can't even get that word out. Circulatory for cells and predictability program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. So.
Well, again, as we said, the computer is replacing the human.
Yes. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, yeah. Well, again, I mentioned, are we still truly in the matrix? Because the energy that we're talking about is giving it to that matrix of this artificial that they're constructing by way of virtual reality, by way of the metaverse, by way of all of the technology being used to keep us trapped in what we've dubbed as 5G. Because again, this is actually what we're using even over these airwaves as I speak.
Yeah.
This is technology of 5G, regardless if we're on 4G or whatever. It's the 5G technology that is still pertinent right now. Right now, it's like I said, it changes, and that's what's always a constant is change. And they've always tried to control and dictate and manipulate the natural change that the universe dictates. And man, as always, has tried to replace God and the universe in the things that he's been doing. So with that, Sister Antoinette, we're going to close it out so that you can get your rest for the next two evenings. And I don't need to hope, because what I gave will help if people choose to use what is useful that has been given.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope everyone was busy taking notes and, you know, which prevented them from calling in.
Yeah. Did we have anybody on the line?
Yeah, they're here. Everyone's here.
Okay.
But everyone.
Okay.
Well, it's
no problem.
Yeah,
like I said, it's always good because, again, like I said, the seed has been planted or the seed has been dropped. And all the nourishment of it being watered will come down the road, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes,
again, with that being said, you get your rest, relaxation.
Thank you.
I'll be calling in tomorrow. Oh, yeah,
yes,
for sure. I'll be calling in tomorrow because I definitely want to hear anything dealing with the history of music and the whinings part of that.
Yes.
And, I'm always eager to hear what Judge Brown has to offer when he's along with the family. So with that,
David Winans was once an actor, too. He was is an actor. He's also an actor.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would really be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope everyone else is as well. And, you know, this was something that was supposed to happen before, but, you know, unfortunately, I got sick, so.
No, it's not unfortunate. It's just a roll with the flow that it didn't happen because it wasn't time, and the time is now.
Yeah.
So, like, rolling with everything happens for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
And we just don't see the reason that things happen. It doesn't stop it from having a particular reason for happening when it did happen.
Yeah.
So,
and the trying of my faith, you know, trying of my faith making me stand stronger.
That's all. That's it.
Yes. Thank you for being with us tonight. Please be with me tomorrow and Friday. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday. And don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday. And Brother Eddie, if you would like to give your contact info.
Yes, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. Peace and love, and stay safe, stay woke, and be prepared, family, for any and everything. That's all.
Okay, well, thank y'all, and here we go.
With my soul. myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh, found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I to know.